And now, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, tonight presenting John Malden and Brad Oxnam. Under the patronage of the Standard Oil Companies and the Colonial Beacon Oil Company, the Inexplicable Dumb Show present a brand new interweb attraction every weeknight. Tonight, the inimitable John Malden and Brad Oxnam, starring in Flywheel, Shyster and Flywheel. John Malden is here, ready for his role as Waldorf T. Flywheel. There's Brad, too, looking just the way he does on the interwebs, ready to portray Emmanuel Ravelli, Italian accent and all. The orchestra is tuning up, and the overture is about to begin.
All offices of Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Mr. Flywheel, just a second, I'll call him.
Mr. Flywheel! There's a man on the phone! He says he found the book you lost!
Then give me the phone, I'll talk to him. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Flywheel. So you found my book, eh? Oh, you needn't bother about bringing it over. You can read it to me over the phone. Start at page 150, that's where I left off. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me after I go to the trouble of putting aside legal business just to talk to him.
Legal business? Why, Mr. Flywheel, you were doing a crossword puzzle.
Well, is doing a crossword puzzle illegal? Say, has that assistant of mine, Ravelli, been in this morning?
No, sir.
He hasn't, eh? Well, when he gets here, tell him to go down to the post office and have our inkwells filled. And while he's there, he can mail this letter.
But this letter has no stamp on it.
Well, tell him to drop it in the box when nobody's looking.
But, Mr. Flywheel, a stamp only costs 3 cents.
For 3 cents, I'd deliver it myself.
Anyway, this letter is too heavy for one stamp. I think we better put 2 stamps on it.
Nonsense. If we put 2 stamps on the letter, it'll still be heavier. On the second thought, never mind the letter. It's just a little note to my friend Sam Jones, asking for a loan of $2. But poor old Sam probably has his own troubles. I hardly think he can spare it. And even if he had it, I think he'd be a little reluctant to lend me the dough. He's kind of tight that way. Well, I don't think he'd let me have it if he thought I was going hungry. In fact, that guy wouldn't give me a nickel if I was starving, and he calls himself a friend, the cheap, four-flushing swine. I'll show him where to get off, take a letter to that snake, and tell him I wouldn't touch his $2, and if he ever comes near the office again, I'll break every bone in his body.
Oh, here comes Mr. Ravelli.
Hello, boss. Hello, Miss Dimp.
Don't try to change the subject. Where have you been?
I was in at a barber shop getting my hair cut.
I see. Getting your hair cut during office hours.
Well, my hair grows during office hours, don't it?
When you're in the office, I want you to concentrate on your work. You can grow your hair at home.
Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Yes, Mr. Ravelli is here. Who's calling? Who? Mr. Ravelli, there's a man on the phone who wants to talk to you. He says his name is One Round Gumbats.
Oh, that's my new prize fighter. I talk to him. Hello, One Round. How you feel? That's fine. Yeah? That's fine. That's fine. Goodbye. Boss, I got some bad news.
Bad news. Well, that's fine.
My new prize fighter, he don't feel so good today.
You've got a fighter. Where'd you get him?
It was easy. I was at a prize fight, so watching him fight, and the other guy knocked him right into my lap.
Oh, so that's how you picked him up.
I no picking him up. 3 ushers, they picked him up.
Oh, that's too bad. Did they have to carry him home?
Not One Round Goombas. They don't have to carry him home. They carry him to the hospital.
Ravelli, I'd be better off if they carried you there instead.
No, boss. We're going to make plenty of money with One Round Goombas. He's going to sign a contract with me as soon as he learns to write his name.
That's a good one. Who's going to sign your name?
Goombas. He's learning that too. Yeah, pretty soon, boss, we're going to own a fighter.
We're going to own him. That's fine. Run down to the pawn shop and see what we can get for him.
Well, I don't know what we can get for him, but he could use a set of false teeth.
Come in!
Excuse me, I'm Mrs. Willoughby.
You come busting in here just to tell us that?
You misunderstand. I came to your office to transact some business.
You want to use my office for your business?
No, 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 gentlemen. I'm here for legal advice. I've just been left a very large estate with considerable money. I feel that before making some of the investments I have in mind, I ought to consult a lawyer.
Lady, you come just to the right place. How do you like to buy a prize fighter?
A prize fighter?
Yes, madam. He punches like a mule, and if you don't believe it, I can have him punch you around a little.
No, no. I want to make some conservative investments. Some people have been trying to interest me in a wholesale grocery, which I can buy for $10,000.
What do you want with $10,000 worth of groceries? Well, you can get a regular dinner for 65 cents.
I'm talking about investments.
Well, why didn't you say so? How much have you got to invest?
Oh, roughly about $200,000.
$200,000. Ravelli, lock the door and tie her to that chair. Now, madam, I've got just the thing for you. A prize fighter.
I don't want a prize fighter.
What lady? He's a clean, fine fighter. Why, yesterday I bring him a good big piece of spoiled meat, and before he eats it, he'll wipe it off good with his sleeve.
You brought our fighter spoiled meat? Why didn't you bring him good meat?
Well, when I bring him good meat, he never leaves any for me.
I'm not interested in your prize fighter.
Madam, if it's the price that stands in the way, you don't have to worry. You can buy your fighter on an installment plan, $10 down and $10 when he gets up.
I tell you, I don't want your fighter.
Maybe she's right, boss. It's no use buying Gumbats unless she buys the referee, too.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid you're giving me bad advice.
Giving you bad advice? Madam, you're going to pay for it.
For the last time, gentlemen, I don't want a prize fighter.
All right, then. How about a pugilist?
Perhaps I'm not making myself clear. I distinctly said I don't want anything of that kind.
Very well, let's forget about it, Miss Willoughby. How would you like to invest some money in a heavyweight boxer?
No, 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 Mr. Flywheel. What I want is some high-grade, gilt-edged securities. Now, is that clear?
Yes, perfectly clear. I'll get you some gilt-edged securities, but I warn you, it's going to be a prize fighter.
Morningville 3355. Mrs. Willoughby's residence? Well, hold the wire. Oh, Mr. Ravelli, I got that number for you.
It's fine. I talk to him. How do you do? Is Mrs. Willoughby home? She is. Well, as soon as she goes out, tell her I called. Goodbye. What? She wants to talk to me. All right. Hello, Mrs. Willoughby. How you feel? Oh, that's too bad. You're a little pale? Oh, you crazy. You ain't a little pale. You look more like a big tub. Some joke, huh? What? Oh, you fighter? Well, don't worry about one round Gumbats. We got him a great fight for tomorrow night. He gonna fight Cyclone Wilson. Oh, sure, Gumbats. He's in great shape. They let him out of the hospital today. Huh? Oh, don't worry. After the fight, we send him back to the hospital. Yeah, you bait. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Ravelli, I meant to tell you, one round Gumbats is on his way over. Mr. Flywheel wants you to give him his instructions for tomorrow night's fight. Ooh, here comes Mr. Gumbats now.
Hello there, Mr. Ravelli.
Hello, Palooka.
Say, what's the idea of saying hello, Palooka?
What do you think? Just because you're Palooka, I don't say hello?
Aw, cut the wisecracking and give me my tings. Mr. Flywheel said you're going to give me a new fighting outfit. Shoes and trunks and all that stuff.
All right, dope, all right. Here you tings.
Wait a minute. There's only one shoe.
Well, that's Flywheel's idea. He told me to have your shoes half sold, so I sold one shoe to the janitor.
And look at them red socks. They're too loud.
Well, if the socks is too loud, your feet won't fall asleep. Hey, some joke, yeah. Come on now, get to work.
What do you want me to do?
I think some road work. She'll fix you up fine. You better run down to the beach.
Hey, that's too far. That's 10 miles.
What are you talking? 10 miles? Ain't I going there with you?
Well,
then it's only 5 miles apiece.
Say, I never thought of that.
Hey, shut up, Palooka. Here comes the big boss, Mr. Flywheel.
Hello, Mr. Flywheel. I want to tell you.
Just a minute, Gumbats. I had a very tough day in court.
What happened, boss?
Some pawnbroker accused my client of stealing an 8-day clock and...
Did you win that case?
Well, we compromised. The pawnbroker got the clock and my client got the 8 days.
Listen, Mr. Flywheel, I'm worried about that fight. I don't think I'm in good shape.
You'll be in a good shape. We'll let you fight in a corset. However, I'll soon find out if you're in good condition. Ravelli, give me a pair of boxing gloves. I want to take a sock at Goombots.
I ain't got no gloves, boss, but here's a chair you can hit him with.
Hey, wait a minute. What am I getting for this fight?
Goombots, I was figuring out this morning. It seems to me that, for my share as manager, $5,000 would be reasonable. Then, of course, there are also other items. Training expenses, 40 cents. Movie tickets for me and my girl, $1.50. But she paid for the tickets. We'll just make that $1. Now, let's see. That leaves you exactly $2.80.
Hey, boss, what about me?
He's right, Goombots. I think Ravelli ought to get that $2.80.
Say, I thought there was going to be a $1,000 purse.
Hey, but look, for the money you're going to get, you won't need any purse.
You mean I ain't going to get nothing out of this fight?
Now, don't get too excited. We bought something for you.
Yeah? What'd you buy?
We bought the referee.
I think it's Mrs. Willoughby.
I'm sick of talking to her, Miss Dimp. I'll go into the other office. You tell her I ain't in.
But, Mr. Ravelli, she won't believe me if I tell her you're not in.
All right, then I stay here and tell her myself.
Oh, gentlemen, I've been...
Well, if it isn't dear Miss Willoughby. You know, Willoughby, you're getting better looking every day.
Oh, Mr. Flywheel, you exaggerate.
Well, maybe I do, but you'll have to admit that your looks couldn't get any worse.
Please, let's not indulge in personalities. Mr. Flywheel, I've been thinking about this curious investment you persuaded me to make. I mean that prize fighter.
You mean me?
Shut up, you face, Goomba. She don't know what she's talking about.
It seems that all I do is lay out money for this pugilist. There's that hospital bill, money for trainers, and what about that $500 I gave you last week? I thought you were going to build a gymnasium.
I thought I was going to build a gymnasium, too, but I didn't have a thing to wear to the fight, so I bought myself a couple of new suits instead.
That settles it. I'm through with this whole mess. I'm through with you. I'm through with this fighter. I'm...
Don't desert him, madam. One Round Gumbats needs a woman's care. He's just a kid at heart. You have to see him cutting out paper dolls.
Mr. Flywheel, I... Oh! Mr. Ravelli! Did I see you put your hand in my overcoat pocket?
I think you did, but I bet you won't see me next time.
Ravelli, didn't I tell you that if you stopped stealing, I'd give you a dollar?
I know, boss, but I wanted to save you the dollar.
Mr. Flywheel, I'm willing to forget what I've spent on this fighter. That money I consider lost. But what about the other money? The $5,000 you were going to invest more conservatively?
Oh, that. You have nothing to worry about, Miss Willoughby. I was lucky enough to get you in on a very sound investment with that $5,000.
Well, I'm glad you've done at least one sensible thing. Now tell me, Mr. Flywheel, just what did you do with my money?
Madam, I took that $5,000 and I bet it on One Round Gumbots.
Hey, Slim, it looks like this fight won't last long. Run down to the dressing rooms and tell the boys on the next bout, Goombots and Wilson, to get ready.
Okay, Mr. Jackson.
Come in.
Goombots, Wilson, fight is next, Mr. Flywheel. You better get your man ready.
Hey, just a minute, son. You run down the hall and tell Cyclone Wilson to come in here for a short rehearsal.
I don't know what you're talking about. But you'd better hurry up.
Just listen to that crowd cheering. They love you, Goombots. They want you to win, but win or lose, they hope you get killed. Goombots, in a little while, you'll be out in front of that crowd fighting. Your little mother will be at home at the radio.
I ain't got no mother.
Well, you've got a radio, haven't you? Just remember, Goombots, we've done everything we could for you. We paid the referee to give you the decision. We paid the other fighter to let you win. Now, Goombots, the rest is up to you. And don't forget, my boy, I've got great plans for you. If you win this fight, I'm going to let you fight my landlord.
Why do I want to fight your landlord for?
You can fight him for the rent. Come in.
Hello, boss. Hello, Goombots.
Oh, here you are, Ravelli. Late again. Didn't I tell you to get here early?
Well, you see, boss, I left my house too late to come early.
Well, why didn't you leave your house early?
I couldn't. It was too late to leave early. Anyway, on at the corner, a fellow lost a nickel and a whole bunch of kids were standing around looking for it.
And I suppose you were standing there watching them.
No, I was standing on at the nickel.
Goombots Wilson, fight next. 3 minutes to go.
3 minutes? Ravelli, get busy. Run over to Cyclone Wilson's dressing room and ask him to wear red fighting trunks so Gumbots will know him when they meet in the ring.
Wilson, he ain't here yet. He's at home sleeping.
What? We've only got 3 minutes to go and Wilson isn't even up?
Sure, he's up. 3 o'clock in the morning, I saw the janitor carry him up.
Jumping Jupiter, do you think he was drugged?
Sure, he was drugged. The janitor drugged him up 3 flights of stairs.
Quick, Gumbots, run out and find Jackson, the fellow who's promoting this fight.
Here he comes, Jackson.
Mr. Flywheel, I got terrible news. Wilson has run out on us. We can't find him any place.
Don't worry, Mr. Jackson. Goombots is much better than when he fights alone.
I tell you, when we gotta get someone to fight Goombots.
I'd go in there and fight him myself, but I've got my glasses on. Ravelli, it's up to you.
Hey, boss, you got another pair of glasses? I don't want to fight him either.
Come on! You're going in to fight for Wilson.
All right, I'll go in and fight it for Wilson if somebody else go in and fight it for me.
Put on these gloves.
I don't need the gloves, boss. My hands ain't cold.
Mr. Jackson, the crowd's hollering for the fight.
Okay, we're ready. Goombots, don't forget, you go down for a count of 4 in the 3rd round. Ravelli, you go down for the count of 3 in the 4th round. The count of 3... Well, never mind. The referee has all the instructions. Open the door. Let's go.
Hey, boss, let's walk down the other aisle. Here comes Mrs. Willoughby.
Oh, Mr. Flywheel, I've been looking for you. The seat you got me is right behind a post.
Well, come back tomorrow and we'll have the post torn down.
Now, what about that money wagered on Goombots? My $5,000 bet?
Your bet? Madam, you've made your bet, now lie in it.
But Mr. Flywheel...
Oh, stop crabbing, run along. I've got to look after these two bums. Now, Ravelli, you're going in that ring and you may never come out again. Before you step through these ropes, is there anything you want to say?
Yes, boss. I'd like to ask a question. What building has 300 stories and no elevator?
I give up, Ravelli. What building has 300 stories and no elevator?
A public library. Hey, some joke, kid.
Come on, get in that ring and don't forget you're supposed to take a beating. But while you're taking it, just remember, I'll be out there cheering.
Main bout, 10 rounds to a decision. In this corner, 1 round, Goombots, the terror of the east side. And in this corner, Emmanuel Ravelli, the pride of the gas house district.
No, wait a minute. Ravelli, is that a horseshoe I feel in your glove?
Well, sure, I put it there for good luck.
All right, boys, go to it. If you need me, I'll be at the microphone. Well, folks, here's Flywheel, bringing you a round-by-round account of the big fight. Zowie! There they go. Gumbats is leading, but Ravelli is close behind, chasing him around the ring. Ravelli's in a corner. He's fighting back savagely, thus proving the old adage that if you get a rat in the corner, he'll fight back. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a battle! Folks, I'm going to put the mic in the ring so you can hear the grunting of these gladiators, the pounding of leather against the leather. Listen to this!
Hey, Goombots, what's the matter with you? You hit me that time.
Well, what about you? You got me all covered with blood.
I know, but it's my blood. Hey, Mr. Flywheel, I'm tired. Stop it around.
And we can't, Ravelli. The timekeeper can't find his watch.
Tell him to look in my back pocket.
You hear that, folks? What a battle. What a battle. Goombots looks great. Goombots is down. He looks even better when he's down. Listen to the count.
1, 2.
Get up, Goombots. Get up.
Leave him there, boss. He got it till 10 to get up, and it's only 9:30 now.
6, 7.
Get up, Goombots. How am I going to explain to Mrs. Willoughby?
9, 10. Out. The winner is Emmanuel Ravelli.
Ravelli, come here.
Well, I guess I did pretty good, huh, boss?
I thought you were supposed to throw the fight.
I did throw it. Oh, yeah, boss. I made a mistake. I threw it the wrong way. Say, here comes Mrs. Willoughby. I think I better go back into the ring.
Mr. Flywheel, this is terrible. You've tossed away my $5,000 with your preposterous bet.
Now, just calm yourself, Miss Willoughby. I've got a very pleasant surprise for you. I didn't bet your $5,000 after all.
You didn't?
No, I used the money to buy myself a little house in the country.
You bought a house with my money?
Yes, you must come out and visit me sometime, but if I catch you stepping on the grass, I'll have you arrested.
Mr. Cherryman, Mrs. Cherryman, all the little cherrymen, and ladies and cherrymen.
Brad, are you talking English or chairman?
Oh, boy, that was some speech I just made, huh?
You'll be all right, Brad. I think it's just a case of overwork. What you ought to do is take up golf for 6 months to get your mind off work. And then after 6 months, you can take up work to get your mind off golf.
I don't like golf. I can't drive a golf ball so good, but I can drive my boss without an automobile.
You drive your boss without an automobile.
Sure, I drive him crazy. Some joke, eh?
No, Brad.
You
were supposed to say something about driving with an automobile. Then I could get in a few words about the product. Now, do you remember?
Don't tell me. I want to guess.
Not guess. Gasoline, of course. Esso is better than any gasoline, and you know that Essolube is that famous hydrofined motor oil.
Now can we say it?
Say what?
Good night to the peoples?
I think so.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. It's time for us to go.
You have been listening to The Inexplicable Dumb Show under the patronage of the Standard Oil Companies and the Colonial Beacon Oil Company. Tonight's episode of Flywheel, Shyster and Flywheel starred the inimitable John Malden and Brad Oxnam as Waldorf T. Flywheel and Emmanuel Ravelli, Oriah Oxnam as Miss Dimple, Tara Malden as Mrs. Willoughby, and Aiden Malden as the attendant. The Inexplicable Dumb Show wishes all of our listeners a safe and happy new year.
Yay, because it can't get any worse than the last one.
This is The Inexplicable Dumb Show, the IDS. Get it backwards. I fucked it up.
Do you want to do it again?
Give her the last line there.
Yay, because it can't get...
No, not your last line, her last line. Oh.
The Inexplicable Dumb Show wishes all of our listeners a safe and happy new year.
Yeah, because it can't get any worse than the last one.
This is the IDS. No, it's the other way around.
Oh,
right?
You're right. This is the IDS.
Oh, shit. Let's try it again.
The Inexplicable Dumb Show wishes all of our listeners a safe and happy new year.
Yeah, because it can't get any worse than the last one.
This is the IDS. The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.